Somebody's not going to make a deadline, that's what it looks like to me.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I will now call the board back in session. And I think, you want Mrs. Boone? I'd like to have Mrs. Boone to please come back up. I think the member has one question for you, please. And then we'll proceed.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman.
Mrs. Boone, who monitors you? Who's monitoring your operation?
Pardon me?
Who monitors it, your operation?
The oversight done at the Sharps Road is done by our investors, which is the biggest investor is the Department of Veterans Affairs. We have a grant from them, and then the next large grant we have is from the HUD, which is monitored by the state agency.
Okay, now who monitor your home itself? I mean, how many people you got in there? Has anybody ever checked, say you're only allowed to have 10 people
no.
in there, and you got 15? Nobody ever checks on
no.
you?
Other than the Department of Veterans Affairs. And so because we have a grant with them and the State Housing Authority, they monitor that based on our grant application and how we're performing to the grant. We would not get paid if we had more veterans in there than we are authorized through our grant.
Okay.
So we wouldn't be able to, you know, we would have to raise funds someplace else if we wanted to expand our program.
Okay, and second question is when you have a person in there and you test them and they show up with drugs, you put them out?
Yes, if we confirm and we have them go do a second test through the Department of Veterans Affairs, and if we confirm that they are actively using, they get discharged from the program. We work with them to place them. We try to remove them the same day, and we try to find them a alcohol, drug treatment, whatever their issue is, so that they're not put on the street. They are go to another program.
So you do take care of these people. You don't just put them out and say, you find a place to go.
That's very, very rare. We have done that, but it's very rare.
It is possible, though.
Right. It's very rare. We try to work with them. The only way is if somebody just takes off and we don't know where they went. And, you know, we can't control that. But
and
it's very rare.
One more question. When you bought this, did you know you needed the variance, a special use exception, when you bought this place
yes.
for this? Well, how come you didn't come to us before? Before you ever bought that? So
that was a board decision not to do that.
Not to do that.
Please. Yeah.
And knowing or thinking that it'd be approved.
Yeah. The we expected the variant that we have a good reputation and we have we've been successful for 20 years. We really didn't expect to have to be concerned about getting it rejected. That was a board decision.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised at you. You get that
okay.
right.
Okay, yeah. But that was a board decision, a group decision.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Well, that concludes the in favor of the opposition. So, hearing no more, the board the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we table case number 11168 to our next regular meeting.
I'll second that.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills. I have a second by Mr. Rickards that we table case number 11168 until our next regular meeting, which will be held on March the 18th. Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Mills again?
Aye.
Mr. Callaway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11168 will be tabled until our next regular meeting again on March the 18th. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Take another break for a second.
Oh, yeah. be waving at me?
Yeah.
Wait. Get that egg. Told you, Mr. Vickers.
Our secretary asked for a break. Until they clear the room.
You keep, hey, you keep doing that, you'll get that then. You didn't pick up what I was doing.
Beat up on an old man.
Well, don't you go like that to me, yeah.
Take care of my little boy.
Do you see me doing that?
What, waving to you?
Yeah, what waving? Go like this. Please, Mr. Chairman.
Folks, we still have another case to hear. If you could quietly exit, we'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Continue outside. You're really being quiet on the way out, aren't you, Carl? You really don't talk. Why don't you proceed, Mr. Chairman?